Look, I know I probably shouldn't bring this up, but the roads, you know, we've got so much traffic on that dreadful roundabout near the hospital. Mm. Can anything be done about that?
And you're going to hate the response. It is a state government issue.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
And there's no funding to design new plans. I think it was the federal Labor government that said we don't have the money to continue with that, which I don't understand. Come out and have a look. So we'll do our best in terms of Lake Road. We're talking with National Parks about making that four lanes all the way from Ocean Drive through to Black Butt Road. And that should ease a bit of traffic congestion through there because you go from 2 to 1 to 2 to 1. So if we can get it four lanes through there, that'll get us to the problem area faster.
good. Yes, look, honestly, those roundabouts are a nightmare. It's a wonder there's not more accidents, really.
Good point.
All right, so moving on, your thoughts on the vote no referendum?
Yeah, the vote no referendum.
Yes, vote for no. Forgive me, I'm having a blonde moment.
You've expressed your thoughts on that already. In my opinion, it is a vote no. The question will be something along the lines of, do you agree to reduce the councillor numbers from 9 down to 7, which would come into effect in 2028, if we agree on it on this occasion? Considering we have 90,000 plus population, it's only going to grow in the next 4 years. If you look around all our other local council areas in northern New South Wales, everyone has 9 and we're all roughly the same population in terms of our LGAs. There is an exception, Midcoast Council, Gloucester to Foster down to Hawke's Nest. They have a ward system, very large. They have 11. That's fine. Bellingen, 13,000 residents, 7 councillors. I can't see how 7 councillors can work with 90,000 plus residents in the Port Hastings LGA. Some are saying, oh, it's a money saving opportunity. No, what you're doing is causing perhaps another voting block. If you get one ticket in with the majority of their members or group into council, then there's a chance that it'll be less democratic, less viewpoints. We don't want that. 9 is the number, so vote no on the referendum when you get that ballot paper.
Excellent. We've got local polling starting on the 7th.
Yes.
Do you happen to know where those places would...
Spot? Pre-polling, there is 6 of them.
Yes.
Warhope CWA.
Warhope,
near the library,
yes,
which I think has been a traditional area for.
Yes.
So in that respect, there'll be one at North Haven and 4 in and around the Port Macquarie Hastings area. So 6 in total from the 7th until the 13th, not including the Sunday. And then, of course, Election Day, the 14th. There is 29 or 30 polling booths. I won't run through them all now.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's a lot. Generally speaking, schools and halls is where you'll find them located. But, yeah, keep in mind, the CWA Hall in Warhope will be the venue in this region.
Excellent. That's great. Mm. So, Nick, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We're looking forward to the Warhope RSL Meet the Candidates session, 6:30 tomorrow night. Free to come along. They will allow you to ask questions. I think you need to write them down first. They will then filter out the rubbish questions and just keep the good ones, so to speak, because there's a lot of questions that don't relate to council.
Of course.
Or they're just out there that's not worth following up on. So that's a good couple of hours where you can have a listen to the various groups and tickets, so long as they all turn up, of course, and the various mayoral candidates. So obviously I'm running for mayor. I have a group ticket of 4. And again, no with the referendum. So keep that in mind. That's tomorrow night. And I think Lake Cato and Laurieton are being penciled in for the following week. So plenty of chances to come and see your possible representatives of the future.
Fantastic. And I do love your little bit that's on the bottom of your flyer here. Join us in making a difference. You have the belief in the power of community and the importance of a strong, cohesive leadership. That
Absolutely.
Says it all.
It does say it all. Again, we're running with committed to our community, and that's exactly what we are. We live here. We love it here. Let's just work together to make it the best place possible.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for taking time out in your busy schedule. And I'd like to wish you all the very best. And I look forward to finding out the results on the 14th. Or we probably won't know it exactly.
But thank you, Christine, and thank you to AFM for the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.